So just to recap, yesterday was Mental Health Awareness Day, and we spoke about things that people say that trigger one's mental health. And obviously, I shared my personal story, which made me realize that I'm not alone. So this got me thinking, because it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that means as a country, we're able to raise awareness about this debilitating disease across all races and class structures, and just talk about breast health and the importance of mammograms. But one thing I feel like we don't speak about enough is general breast health and some of the challenges that women with larger breasts experience on a daily basis. So myself, I'm going to speak for myself and some of the challenges that I have experienced. And this is not something I've ever spoken about, but because of what we shared yesterday, and I feel like this is a safe space, I feel like I can actually talk about it and not be judged and not be told, oh, but they're so beautiful, your boobs are so nice and big. I don't need that today. I need for people to actually realize that women with larger breasts actually have challenges. And it's not something to be frowned upon. It's not something that you should judge a person about and say, you know what, you can't get it all. At least you have nice boobs. No, that's not what it's about. I'm 24 years old. My breast cup size is K. People think that if you are a D or double D, that is big. I am a K. So think about it. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. That is my size. And about 2 weeks ago, something happened that made me realize, you know what, it's actually time that we speak about this. It's time that we make people realize that just be a little bit more sensitive and be a little bit more understanding, because you don't know what could trigger somebody. You know, you don't know what could actually set someone off into a mental breakdown. So about 2 weeks ago now, someone did not like something that I said. And I gave them a call and I was like, you know what, I always like to listen to everybody's side of the story, and maybe that could change my mind and maybe I could retract what I said. Educate me. Let me understand. And this particular lady was not willing to do that with me. And instead, she chose the route of saying, also, I've been watching you, T, the way that you dress like a... And in that moment, I realized, you know what, I'm not going to give her that power. But instead, I'm going to forgive her without her even apologizing. She referred to an outfit I was wearing at the Durban July this year. And to speak about that outfit openly today shows how far I've come. All my life, I've just focused on the bad part of having larger breasts. The backache, the fact that I couldn't do sports growing up, the fact that I have serious back pains even after just a simple hour walk in the mall. Simple things such as skipping rope, I can't do. Even if I try and wear bras that are really tight and immediately I take them off, I feel like someone was beating me in my breast area. I can't do burpees. Some things that people take for granted are the things that I can't do. A simple thing as walking out in a vest. Walking out in a vest, I've never been able to do all my life because I've had large breasts. To have people come and say to you, as a compliment in their mind, oh, your boobs don't look that big in that dress. That's not a compliment. You're still highlighting the fact that I have large breasts. And this is something that women don't talk about. And when a person asks you, oh, are they heavy? You think twice before responding, because most of the time, if you say yes, they are, they'd be like, no, they're part of you. And they come back with responses that are not sensitive to you. So my question, KZN, and I'm opening the floor to you, if you are a mother to a daughter that has large breasts, can you share some of the challenges that you go through on a daily basis? If you are the person who has large breasts and you have challenges that you can't speak about because you feel like you're going to be judged, this is the time to actually educate people about sensitivity, and also teaching that people that, you know what, certain things that we say could trigger certain emotions. With that being said, share your story. It's 061-792-9495. Let's speak about general breast health. What are some of the challenges that you are experiencing because of having a larger breast size? It's East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station.